ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This is called Krishna's return and how he meets his devotees. My dear devotees, each morning a sense of sadness spreads through the Vrindavan village. Everyone, the parents of Krishna, the elderly gopis and gopas, and also the younger gopis, including the animals who live in the village, like the village dogs, are very, very sad, because it is in the morning where their beloved Krishna leaves the village of Vrindavan. There's only one group of, or two groups of devotees of Krishna who are very happy. Can you imagine who these are? The cows is one group, yes, because Krishna will go cow herding. Who else comes with him? The gopas, the cowherd boys. They are extremely happy. When Krishna goes through the village gate into the forest, he casts a quick backward looking glance, and he sees that the Brajavasis have stopped following him. Some of them have fainted, but they are no longer going along with him. And this makes him bloom with joy. As much as he enjoys the love of all the living entities, and certainly those in Vrindavan, he also loves to roam freely only with the gopas through the forests in Vrindavan. So he feels released from the chain of the Brajavasis glances. Glances can bind. And he jumps forward into the forest, absolutely free and very restless. It's described at that time he takes on the mood of a mad elephant. If you have ever been on Padayatra and there was an elephant along with, you know how a mad elephant moves. We had an elephant called Lakshmi, who was sometimes getting extremely pagal, and she would run here and there. The cowherd boys took up the moods immediately. They were reflecting it. They started to dance. They were singing, they were laughing, some of them were leaping like frogs, and they felt so ecstatic that they stumbled over each other, joking and playing with each other. As they were together with Krishna, they felt so intimate and so absolutely without any shyness, that they began to imitate Krishna's behavior. Like, for instance, how he would stand very straight before his mother Yashoda, hearing every single word of caution that she mentioned. They would show how Krishna pretended to be very self-controlled, but very secretly looked at the beautiful gopis, and at that time they began to giggle and laugh amongst themselves, enjoying, to express their feelings to their friends, to their friend very freely. So some of the boys also ran forward, and they were hiding between the trees and the vines, and they imitated the restless glances of the gopis, who also looked from behind the trees and the vines at beautiful Krishna. But then Krishna looked at them very sternly and said, "Stop joking about this." And they stopped immediately. Others walked on their hands and feet, imitating the cows. And occasionally they said, "Moo." What else? They bent their neck as they walked, and they raised their ears. I don't know if you have ever seen boys. They can. I know one boy. He can. I can't try to do it, but you can, if you train it, you can move your ears up and down. So yes, Matanga. If you could maybe stand here and show the devotees, or are you a little shy? Why not? So look at his ear. It moves, yes. So thank you, Matanga. So very, very expert in, I mean, if you continue like this, you might enter the bhava of the cowherd boys one day. Some also began to speak like Krishna, and then others said, "Krishna, what you say is not true." And then they defeated Krishna's words like learned debaters. Others were fighting with sticks with each other. They were very powerful cowherd boys. And some were throwing the various items of the forest on each other. For instance, they took mango fruits or bale fruits and began to do various games, almost like in this world we have handball, and others were exhibiting their skills. They were very acrobatic. They took a stick like this, and then they got on top of this stick and began to balance on the stick without falling. I think Rinaldo could also do that. He has a very good ability to control his body. Others were dancing and laughing so loud that Krishna became very pleased with them. Now, this was going on between Krishna and the cowherd boys, whereas in the village of Vrindavan, every single resident who lived there was becoming more and more eager to that moment when the sun would set and Krishna would appear from the western horizon. There is an image that Krishna would come and walk towards Nandagram, and just like the sun sets and falls into the ocean when it's evening time, Krishna would set and move into the palace of Nanda Maharaj. So But briefly before this, that Krishna would go into the palace, everyone looked at the gate of Vrindavan towards Krishna. And their anticipation was rising. Everyone started to look in the direction in which Krishna was expected. Birds were flying in that direction. And even the branches of the trees who were moving in the breeze were all moving and looking into the direction from which Krishna left in the morning, and the direction in which Krishna would return. All of a sudden, the whole village of Vrindavan became totally agitated with joy. There was dust, and they seemed to hear something like the flute of Krishna. But then someone informed, oh, no, that was an illusion. It was just the wind who was moving dust and bringing it up so that it is a cloud. And the wind also moved into the reeds. And by moving into the reeds, it made a sound, almost like when you move air through your lips, you make a sound. It sounds like flute music. I mean, if you are very eager, you think it is like flute music. So in the same way, they were so absolutely eager to meet Krishna that everything for them became Krishna. I want to give you an example from the psychology. I once expected a group of Russian devotees led by His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. Welcome, Maharaj, welcome. And I remember we went all before our Gora Bhavan, our little ashram where we are, and as we were looking down the street, every car for us took on the appearance that it was bringing Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. When you are in a very high and heightened sense of anticipation, which comes from a sense of separation, then everything becomes that person whom you anticipate. That's why in our Gaudiya tradition, the feeling of separation, where you feel you have not attained Krishna, the Lord of your life, is very favorable, because at that time, as you look through the lens of this feeling, you will recognize indications of Krishna everywhere. So this is what happened to the Brijbasis. Every sound became for them the sound of Krishna's flute. Every little movement in the air became for them the dust cloud which was raised by Krishna's cows. Now, in the meantime, Krishna, who was very, very much aware of the feeling of his devotees, looked at the cows. He was very happy to see their robust bodies, their fat udders, because they had eaten such healthy grass. And they were also happy because of his association. There is a very intimate relationship between Krishna and his cows, which is described in Gopal Champu. When Krishna sees his cows, he feels so much joy mixed with so much respect that he bows down and pays his obeisances to the cows and takes the dust, Gokrishna, of the cows and rubs it respectfully on his head. I'm saying it because you came with Manu from the cows today. Krishna then also hugs the cows and is just extremely near and dear to the cows. So, but as he notices the feeling of longing in the Vrindavan village increases, he turns his attention for a moment from the cows and gives it to the boys. And he says, boys, it's time to go. Take your flutes and your horns now, and then call the cows, and we will all go together. There is a new fad in our movement. Bhuijan Prabhu has also taken this up, and I will faithfully follow this fad. There is a therapy against depression, which is always working. Some of you, I know, struggle with depression, but others not so much. But it is calling the names of the cows. So although you may feel a little bit hesitant at first, please just, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans. please repeat the names, chant them, and see what it does to you. The Krishna and the cowboys call these names. Shavali! Pishangi, Dumila, Shushila, come here. It's all right. Come here, we go home. I have seen some of you started to smile and others felt, no, I'm not so foolish. I'm not saying these names. Different reactions to the same thing. Then the cows, having been called by Krishna personally, all come and they build a long, long stream of cows. And in that stream is Krishna, whose blackish body contrasts very beautiful with the white colors of the cows, and there's Balaram, whose silver body looks also very nice. So this procession of cows with Krishna in the middle playing his flute, it looks like a huge white ship, a massive white ship, and Krishna as a blackish captain and Balaram as a silverish captain standing on that ship and steering just with their flute indications and also their occasional expert sounds which they make. They steer the ship home back to Vrindavan. Mother Earth sees this huge procession, and she feels, now comes my opportunity to be close to Krishna. So she transforms her surface into this very whitish powder dust, which is then raised by the cow's hooves into a cloud, and the cloud then sinks on Krishna's body so that Mother Earth had the opportunity to embrace Krishna. You follow? She transforms into soft flying dust and then sinks on Krishna to embrace his transcendental body. And Krishna looks extremely beautiful with that dust. Krishna has a slight little sweat and the drops come running down his sides so that there are beautiful decorative lines in his face. Krishna's beautiful blackish body, just imagine, becomes powdered by this dust of Mother Earth. And at that time, Sridham Saka, his friend, says, we have a fresh garland for you. When you come home to Vrindavan village, then this garland which you presently have looks so, it's so covered with the dust. Can I give you the garland? And Krishna says, no, I keep my old garland. And Sridham, who is the elder brother of Radharani, smiles. You know why he smiles? Because he saw Radha in the morning making the garland which Krishna still keeps and is not willing to depart from. At that time, the devatas come and line Krishna's paths. There's Brahma, there's Shiva, and they are very, very respectfully bowing down. Krishna then takes his flute and he looks very briefly at the cowherd boys and the devatas, and then he starts to play. He plays so beautifully that the devatas, including Lord Shiva, the master of music, is bewildered by his beautiful flute music. And Krishna, this is described in the Brahmara Gita, plays, he puts his head in this way, threefold bending form, and he looks from time to time at his cowherd boys like a good musician who plays on a sitar or on the violin some very good, I think you would say in the expert language, a lick, and then he smiles and then, listen, how good it is, and he raises his eyebrows for a moment. And as he plays his transcendental flute, Krishna's beautiful hands, which has ornaments on the fingertips, become a little indented because Krishna is not used to work hard with his hands, so the little touch on the flute gives little rings on his fingers which make them even more beautiful. It's very decorative. Mother Earth should be feeling pain because so many sharp hoofs of the cows open up her surface, but because Krishna walks with his soft and soothing lotus feet over Mother Earth, all the pain is healed very, very nicely. So here comes Krishna. He looks like a bee who has gone into a lotus flower and has moved in the pollen. He's covered totally by the pollen-like dust of Braj. His beautiful dark hair is covered with a silver hue, and the hair comes out like a swarm of bees, it's described, under his white turban. There you can see a picture of Krishna, which shows you a little bit how the hair comes out. But when he comes home from the the meadows, he often has a white turban, but sometimes a yellow turban as well. He wears this beautiful Vaijajanti garland which Radha has made, and Krishna's Kustubha jewel, which is also a living being that feels excited and feels sad and feels all the moods which Krishna feels. Krishna's Kustubha jewel, although it is covered with dust, shines more than usual because Krishna is excited. He will soon come back to the village of Winde haben. Every day Krishna returns like this to the village of Vrindavan. And every day the same scenario happens. When Krishna looks at the trees and creepers, they begin to blossom and have very nice flowers. The Brajbasis are standing there waiting for Krishna. They can't even blink with their eyes. They're so much afraid. What if I blink now with my eyes and then Krishna comes? Better I don't blink with my eyes. It's like someone who looks maybe at a highly fascinating football game. He thinks, what if I now go into the kitchen and make a tea and then my favorite footballer, Rinaldo, shoots at a goal, then my time is not properly used in the kitchen. So they all don't want to do anything, not even blinking their eyes and waiting for Krishna. And then finally, they see a cloud of dust and they know this time it's not the wind. It's Krishna himself. First they see the cloud of dust. Then they hear the occasional mooing of the cows. Then they can identify very clearly the joyful flute concert which Krishna gives with his cowherd boys. And finally, it is described, they see on the horizon, it's like a flash of light that comes from the bluish sapphire-like body of Krishna that washes over the countryside of Braj and goes into the eyes of the Brajbasis. So remember, they have been standing there. It is sometimes a little warm. They couldn't blink their eyes. But the moment this beautiful effulgence from Krishna's transcendental body comes into their eyes, they feel soothed. What then happens, my dear devotees, is totally ecstatic, but you will have to come back tomorrow to listen to it because time is up. But I wanted to just sing with you a song that celebrates Krishna as the transcendental cowherd boy of Vrindavan at the end, and then we will do our evening kirtan. Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinadhaya. Kesava Madhava Dinadaya. Oh, hey Govinda, hey Gopal, Kesava Madhava Dinadaya. Oh, Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal. Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal, Dinadayal.
Dinadayal, Dinadayal Prabhu, Dinadayal. Shyama Sundara Kanayalal Girivara Dari Nanda Dular Shyama Sundara Kanayalal Girivara Dari Shyama Sundara Kanayalal Girivara Dari Nanda Dular Oh Nanda Dular Prabhu Nanda Dular 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 Jaya Dina Dayal Prabhu Dina Dayal Dina Dayal Prabhu Dina Dayal Oh Nanda Dular Prabhu Nanda Dular Nanda Dular Prabhu Nanda Dular Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham
Hare Krishna.